Lee and Gale are dead, sir, he said gently. The captain continued to stare in silence. Captain, persisted Felix, it's time to...
Of course, Felix, of course,
spoke up Gorman suddenly.
Of course, I was just trying to think of an alternative plan.
His armored right hand raised up and settled comradely on Felix's equally insulated shoulder.
Always good to have an alternative route, you know, in case something goes wrong.
Felix nodded. Yes, sir, he said, willing to accept the other's pitiful stab at leadership or anything else to finish this.
Haven't been able to think of a thing, though. Felix, you seem to have grasped the situation precisely.
Felix nodded, rose to his feet. It was true enough. He had grasped that they weren't going to get through. The captain rose as well and called the other two over to run it through one last time.
Now don't waste time and energy,
the captain reminded the other two,
trying to use your blazers in a pinch. We're out of blazer capacity, you both know that. But get it strong in your mind now. I don't want somebody trying to fire an empty gun at a crucial moment.
The other two nodded.
Felix will pick the spot. Don't try to outguess him.
The other two nodded.
And for God's sake, don't hold back on him. The only chance we have is to slam in behind him altogether.
The captain regarded them.
Is that clear?
The other two nodded. They said it was clear. Felix wanted to laugh. He knew, they all knew, that the other three, including the captain, were going to hesitate at the last second and leave him alone with the ants. It wasn't simply the fear and revulsion they felt at ramming into a wall of 24 monsters. It was... Maybe Felix could do it all before they got there and they wouldn't have to be engulfed. Shit.
Felix, did you say something?
Felix looked up, saw that he had walked away from the others, saw them looking at him. He hadn't realized he had said it out loud.
Did you?
The captain repeated. Nothing, Felix replied. Maybe goodbye, he thought. He headed for his spot on the far left edge of the ridge. He looked back. The others were spreading out 20 meters apart. He was perhaps twice that distance away from the nearest of them, Patrice, to give him time to reach the greater speed of his scout. He sat down. Maybe it wouldn't happen this time. Maybe the engine wouldn't come.